When I say bring them into line, I'm not saying ask them to reveal things they don't want to talk about, because that's something we would never do. Before we start an interview, I always say, I'm going to ask you questions, because quite often you sort of say, I'd like to talk to you about your memories, your life story, and they say, but I can't remember half the things, and I say, that's fine, don't worry about it. I'll ask questions. If you don't remember certain things, just say I don't remember. Or if I ask you certain personal things that you would rather not talk about, that's perfectly fine. You know, I'm not a media journalist looking for a scandal. So as long as you make it clear to them that they're completely within their rights to tell you whatever they want and whatever they don't want, it's that. What I'm trying to say is that if you try and maintain a structure to the interview, it is a lot easier, not just for what you do afterwards, you know, the transcription, the understanding, the sort of analysis of it, but it also helps you as an interviewer, but it also helps the interviewee to structure their memories, because otherwise, if you start talking randomly about different time frames, they don't remember as well as if you start sort of bringing them into some sort of chronological framework, because they said, they talk about something and then that leads them to remember, oh yes, and at the same time this happened, and oh, at that time I was not in Southampton. And it helps them remember, because they start putting things, and there are so many times at the end of the interview people say, you know, I've spoken about lots of things that I'd actually forgotten about. And the reason they've remembered it, because you didn't sort of just give them carte blanche to say, just talk about anything you were trying to. So when I say structure them, I'm talking more in a chronological structure of the interview rather than what they want to reveal. I would never, ever ask people to sort of talk about things they're not comfortable with. But also there are times that you may want to ask something, but you might think that it's not appropriate at the time. Maybe it's sensitive. It's worth asking. But sometimes, I mean, there was a particular interview. I did a lot of interviews with Asian women living in Southampton. And I knew that there were lots of cultural sort of issues that I had to be particularly aware of when I asked questions and what they would or would not reveal. And there was one particular interviewee, I interviewed her for her life story. I knew she wasn't married, but I knew that that is also a very sensitive topic about not being married in the Asian community at the age that she was. And I wasn't sure how to deal with it. So I didn't sort of particularly say, so why did you not get married? You know, she didn't talk about being married. Well, that's fine. We just carried on. After two or three visits, I'd sort of got to know her. She had become more comfortable with me. And one of the times when I didn't have the recorder on, I just asked her, so you've been single all your life? And she said, yes. And she started telling me. And I said, is this something you'd be happy talking about on the tape? And she said, yes, I'd like to talk about it. Because there were a lot of issues, she wanted to make a statement about why she'd not got married, and I got that. But I have a feeling if I'd asked her that right at the beginning of the interview, she perhaps would not have talked about it. It was over the period of time she had sort of fitted in her mind that yes, and then she'd made that decision, I want to talk about it. So it's, you know, you're getting to know people and sort of understanding what you should and shouldn't do. But whatever we do, I would say that you have to be fairly sort of flexible. This is not a question and questionnaire and answer type of thing that you have to have all these questions answered. No, it is a very flexible format, and you have to make those judgments as you go along, and it'll all be different from one interviewee to the other as you go.